And we're joined by Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry. Mike, I've been looking forward to talking to you all week, buddy. How are you? Doing well?
I'm doing well.
Ton of stuff, all right? So I have no choice but to get ready because Mike Murphy's here, and I'm always behind when Mike is in the studio. Mike, your reception yesterday of the governor's multi-phase, multi-region plan for reopening Illinois. From your perspective for your community, how do you feel about that plan?
I think it's a good plan. He's basing it on data, a lot of data that us common folks don't have access to. It's well thought out. It's gradual. He's trying to get our businesses back open as quickly and safely as possible. And we've got a lot of businesses that I've seen that are complying with the new rules as far as the one-way aisles in stores and employees wearing masks and requiring people to wear masks. And we just need to hang on for a few more weeks here, and we can whip this thing.
All right. Now, when it comes to reopening the state of Illinois, the damage has already been done to a certain extent when it comes to city budget in particular. There have been two published numbers that say lost revenues in Carbondale between 10 and 40%. I would think probably closer to that higher number, somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 in lost revenues or budget cuts are what you're facing. Is that accurate?
Oh, we're facing $2 million or more out of approximately $25 million budget, and I think that's a low figure. The $2 million, we're losing our local. We rely heavily on our local sales taxes, and we have taxes on food and prepared food and beverage, and on packaged liquor. And then there's also our portion of the state sales tax that every city gets, and our students are out of town now, and won't be back in the summer. SIU is working to have the campus back to quote-unquote normal in the fall, but we're going to take a real heavy hit on our sales tax revenue income in particular.
Mike, you know I ran for county commissioner in Williamson County, right, a couple of decades and a half ago? And you know, there was one thing that I learned besides I hate asking people for money to campaign. The other thing that I learned is how much money in a budget people and their salaries. To be honest with you, I think I was a little startled to know it's 75, 76, 77, maybe even higher some locations that it's people. And when you talk about 2.5 million people, I can't help but think, what is 2.5 divided by people? You know, how many is that? Right?
Right.
Because
right.
You, I think people get disconnected from that, with your employees here. I mean, because you were looking at a period of time here where people are supposed to be getting pay increases, while at the same time, you're talking about the prospect of furloughing the very same people that say, well, didn't we have a pay raise coming? We understand you're in financial straits. That's a conversation you and city council and city manager have been having.
Yeah, we did have that. And you know, our bargaining units, the unions have in their contracts a 2.5% pay increase. Our non-bargaining folks don't have that guarantee, but traditionally we have given them awarded them 2.5% increase. And council decided to do that again this year because they're working hard. They're in many cases being exposed to this virus, and they're good employees. And so we did that, and that's where. You know, if I remember right, that's the $300,000 or so is that 2.5% increase for non-bargaining employees.
That makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
That was just a small – that was the 300,000 figure is a direct derivative of the 2.5% increase, not the overall revenue loss. I get you now.
Right, right.
I was talking to Steve
– wanted to get that done and be fair.
I was talking to Steve Fortini early in the week, and actually when I had the governor on, Steve had texted in about, help for the communities and how would that work out. And Mayor Fortini says maybe something as simple as a per capita payment. Because now with the figures and the size that we're looking at, the relevancy of Washington, D.C.'s discussion on financial stimulus or assistance for municipalities and cities, I bet you're watching that conversation a lot closer as a result.
Well, we are, and we're a bunch of small towns here in southern Illinois, and especially compared to the big metro areas up in Chicago and the collar counties. And that per capita thing would be a very fair way of distributing. And, you know, it reminds me of the SBA loan that came out was for businesses with 500 or fewer employees. And, you know, to us down here, that's not a small business,
no,
a good-sized business. And we have a lot of businesses here that are 6, 7, 8 or fewer employees. And so fortunately, in the second round of that SBA loans, our smaller businesses were able to get some help and get some of those forgivable loans. So,
yeah, something. By the way, I've got Steve Mitchell's going to be on the air with me Friday at 7:20.
Yeah, Steve's done a great job for us with the downstate revitalization money that came through, and a lot of our businesses got right at $25,000. And again, it's money they have to spend in a certain way, and some of it's forgivable as a loan. And but Steve jumped in the middle of that. The forms to fill out were complicated and tough, and he got it figured out and helped our businesses. And last I know, I think we had 17 in Carbondale that got those awards, and most of them were non-franchise, locally owned businesses.
And so, you know, there's a lot of franchises in Carbondale, granted, but you know what? The stores that you and I have always kind of dug are, right? You think about the Mississippi Flyway, right? Gone.
Sure.
But that type of place, right? I always think about Boobies, right? But we got new stores with new names now, and there's those little stores that somebody kind of, whether it's the sandwich shop down there or whatever, you know, and those are the people that in many ways make Carbondale what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they really do, because they're, again, they're unique shops. You know, the owners know you when you walk in. They know, and you know their employees and know them, and you get great service. You get unique food.
All right. I mean, Mary Lou's reopening.
A lot of these restaurants and unique items in the stores.
And Mary Lou's open so that you can get some biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, she's doing some curbside,
right? So all these things are going on. But you brushed against this earlier. There are two discussions, the survival of municipalities, cities, counties, but also the survival of higher education and how it is, what its form takes going forward. Online learning is not good for the economy when you need, and I hate to sound so crass, you need bodies, right? The people who are in town, who live and work in the town and move around and supply not only the student body of SIU, but also they're the employees of the stores we just spoke of. That component going forward.
They pay rent to our landlords,
yes.
The ones that live off campus. You
cable
know?
TV, so, water, sewer.
Yeah, it just never ends. And it's very important to our local economy. So SIU, is their goal is to have students back on campus in the fall and in the dorms. Probably still have to be some social distancing or a little bit of that left, but they're working on that, and that's their goal. And so we're hoping to see that happen. And their enrollment is decent. Not a big increase, but a little bit of an increase. And, you know, many of these courses, these students have to be here for labs. You know, if they're in chemistry, physics, engineering, even theater, you can't teach how to act online.
Well, you can you can, on the other hand, teach people how to misact online, though. That's one of the things that social media has given us. Hey, here's a question for you, Mike. It's interesting. One of our listeners just texted in. Says, has Mayor Mike been in contact with Carbondale High School Principal Thomas or Superintendent Murphy about graduation plans for the high schools? This is obviously a major morale moment for the city, for the town.
Yeah, we have been. Yeah, we have been. And city staff's talked to those folks in our school systems, and I have too. They're raising money for banners to put up in town, and the city's going to put the banners up on our light poles and that kind of thing for graduation. We've had some smaller private schools like Trinity School here. Is doing a graduation that's a drive-in graduation, drive-in the parking lot. Parents and family members and in a car, and then the parents and the graduate go up on the stage, pick up the diploma, no one else on stage, and go back to the car. And I think, you know, Carbondale Community High School, grade schools are working on that exact kind of scenario on, of course, a larger scale. But that's what we're hoping will happen. SIU's graduation has just been canceled. They're just not in a situation to do much with that. So they may, you know, they need to get the diplomas into people's hands so they can go out and prove they've graduated and get a job. They may do something later in the year, early next spring, if people want to return and try to do a graduation ceremony. They're thinking about that also.
Before we wrap up today, two items before we wrap up, Mike. $10,000 in grant money awarded to the Carbondale Warming Center. Basically, the story is there that shelter in place is a hard thing to do when you don't have a home, and the Warming Center, which would customarily be shut down this type of year, has stepped into the breach.
Yes, they have, and we've had some very good folks. That Warming Center is in a city-owned building, and we worked on getting it ready for that building ready. That last year in the winter, we had some trailers in there for folks to be in, and we decided that we really needed this building. The building's large enough we can segregate folks in there, so they can basically, it used to be a dorm, and so they can have their own room. It's probably a 10 by 10 room, but it's a room, and we can accommodate quite a few folks. So we've had people step up, donate money. We have more volunteers who have stepped up and are working in there for no wages whatsoever. And, again, the churches are donating meals. And we're keeping folks, in a compromised health situation anyway. You don't need to be sleeping out in the rain somewhere.
Right.
And so they're really, our community has stepped up and is really, really doing a good job there. We're going to keep it going as long as it's needed.
Final question before I let you go. What's the thing that you need the city of Carbondale to know from their mayor right now? I mean, we're in this time of uncertainty. Mike, I think you and I could agree, even if we're mincing words, that frustrated, I think, is an adequate and accurate word, although I think we've gone just about two notches beyond frustrated, so I don't know what the next word is. But judging from some of the messaging I get, it would, under the umbrella of unhappy, mad. I mean, your thoughts here, but before, yeah, I let you go today, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I had my employees are laid off, and Terry and I are in there working the business a little bit for our rate. We do a lot of business with healthcare providers in the region, and so we can be open for that reason, but it's difficult for us to maintain that distance that we really need to do. So I've talked with my employees, and they've been drawing unemployment, and the unemployment through June is a pretty good deal for them. So we stay in touch with them. Other businesses are doing the same thing. We just need to hold on a little bit longer here, and it's tough on a lot of our businesses, tough on mine.
Yeah.
I mean, our revenues are down 60-some percent.
Mike,
revenues.
Can I ask you a rude question, Mike? I'm sorry. If it's none of my damn business, just tell me so, okay?
Sure.
And the reason why I ask this is because other business owners have told me this. They said, look, I've gone out and got a loan. I got X number of dollars. I am ready to pay my employees. My employees don't want to come back because they're making more in unemployment. Have you heard that? Have you heard that, too, personally?
Oh, sure. And it's... I mean, I've got a couple of them that just, they can't stand it. They can't stand to be at home anymore. They've got a little bit of money in the bank from this. They've got whatever, 6 weeks of almost $700 a week. And you know, my folks, Henry Printing has a 32-hour work week is what it works out to. But we hire people at $15 an hour and go up from there. And so we have a pretty good skill set that we have to, you know, we're computerized now. We have people have to know how to run and service equipment. So hard to find replacements for my employees, and it's that way in a lot of businesses.
Yes, you want to keep these people that you've trained, worked, and found. Well, this time last year, we probably were talking about, hey, buddy, want a job, right? And now here we are this year. So, yeah, and say, is it $700 a week? Because if it's $700 a week, Robert's going to come in here and take over the board shift, and I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's $600 extra on top of your regular unemployment. So it's probably, more than they make.
You probably shouldn't have told me that.
Hey, we'll come find you, man.
I think I need to go.
I do too.
And here's the question, Mike. This is, and I just said it to myself. Where are you going to go? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No place to go. Really. All dressed up and no place to go. I got a fishing cabin in Golconda that's calling my name. I think he'd probably let me in down there. So.
Yeah. Well, my thing is please hold the line. A lot of people, we run around thinking we're not going to get the virus. We're not worried about it, but we know that we can carry it and not be showing symptoms. We know that children now carry this virus and they don't even know they have it and they're not showing any symptoms, but they can spread it. So we just need to hang on a little longer here and be respectful of others and realize that we might survive that virus, but if we give it to someone with health, its immune system compromised or older, we may cause that person's death. So it's a serious thing.